This podcast is brought to you by High Five Tom, a proud family member of
Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment. Visionaries Global Media, envisioning excellence on a global scale.
And honored to be part of
The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
Listen, fatty, the last thing your waistline needs is another Twinkie.
Just sit there. Ring of Honor is coming right back.
Words.
One. All right. What up, High Fivers? It's your boy, High Five Tom. And I am not only joined by Derry, New Hampshire's favorite adopted son and Per Scott George, never ever from Pinkerton Academy. We have the third member of Ring of Honor Revelry, our favorite Shining Wizard. The Irish Misfit is in the building. Brundo, it's been a while. How you been, my friend?
I've been, you know, pretty good, but I'm very happy to come back on here. It's, like you said, it's been a while, definitely too long, so always happy to chop it up with you guys.
I was waiting for Will the Bus. Is that Nickelback? It's been a while?
It's Sting.
Is there really a difference?
Yes.
New metal. Also more popular. In my opinion, Stain? I like Sting. In my mind,
if I was given a stack of the oeuvre and I had to pick one over the other, I might pick Nickelback.
I can't do it.
I mean,
I like Mud Shovel by Sting a lot. So that will, I like that more than any Nickelback song. So that kind of puts them over.
The Sting actually gets kind of heavy in points, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they were very heavy in the beginning.
They have heavy songs, just that the radio doesn't play those. The radio plays all the ballad songs.
Yes.
No ballads on that one record, though, the one that has Mud Shovel.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked Break the Cycle. I listened to a lot.
That was a good one. I definitely remember listening to that.
One had hits. It had... Has had It's Been a While on it. Had, what is it called, Epiphany?
That was a great song, yeah.
Wow. All right.
That's definitely, you put that album on, it's like everything about this screams early 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I can just picture Bauerhausen listening to. He's like, are you fucking guys really talking about Stained right now on your podcast? So...
Listen, I really wish Aaron Lewis wasn't a piece of shit, you know, because I'd enjoy Stained a lot.
Why'd he turn into a piece of shit? You something naughty?
I'll just say that him and I have very different opinions on things.
Well, still.
That sounds right. He stained himself.
I see what you did there, but... I do that. I do like that Nickelback got bands like Hatebreed paid. So with all that money at Roadrunner, because they were still signed to Roadrunner when they broke, and like Roadrunner fucking just, you know, pumped out a bunch of music after that. So
that is plus. I mean, love some Hatebreed.
Yeah.
Brendan, what was your first Hatebreed song?
I will be heard probably. But yeah, I saw them. I think the first time I saw them was 2004, maybe earlier, 2003. So
my introduction was a song called Bound to Violence.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it was on the Punisher soundtrack.
Kevin Nash Punisher?
Yeah.
Yep.
It had Slow Chemical by Finger 11.
Oh, that's a great song.
Which blew my mind. I'm like, why is Kane's entrance theme on this CD? But that there was a lot of really neat shit on that album that it's kind of like talking to Brittany about it earlier, where it's like the first couple Black Eyed Peas albums before they were like the Elefunk Black Eyed Peas, and it was more like that really stripped down, like kind of drum and bass hip hop and not radio smashes hip hop. Like,
before Fergie showed up,
pre Fergie, yeah.
Yeah, I've always heard Black Eyed Peas are pretty good. So, yeah, Hatebreed was one of my favorite concert moments. It's the one of the times I saw them. They opened up with Last Breath, and it was about a month after Dimebag got shot. And obviously, Last Breath is literally about that very scenario. So that was kind of emotional. So,
yeah. The first time I saw Hatebreed was a concert that got pretty close to the stage, and I lost the ability to move on my own. You know, you move with the crowd.
That's always a fun feeling. I was thinking about that feeling the other day. I was like, oh, the good old days.
Yeah, that ain't happening anymore.
Body surfing. I was always good at body surfing.
Oh, I love body surfing.
That's my favorite thing about the new position, is I'm hoping that there's no more missed concerts.
I was gonna say you can body surf more at your new job, so.
Oh, I'm not body surfing nobody. I'm certainly not gonna attempt to body surf myself. I don't have the body. Nobody's want to get their hands up on this. And I've seen plenty of shows where big dudes go to try to crowd surf, and that crowd separates real fast.
I had a friend in high school that happened to him where the crowd just kind of ended. It was an outdoor show. it was on grass, thankfully, but he just splatted.
Oh, fucking
like back first.
Superhumaned it right into the ground.
Yep. Yeah. He's a big dude too. At least when I was body surfing, I was like 140. So they could throw me around.
Right. Yeah, the first time I stage dived too, I actually jumped too far and I went past like everybody, knocked myself off for probably a good 5 minutes. So
oh my god.
I was during Biohazard. Nice. Biohazard, yeah, back in 94.
I saw them in 04 also. Opened for Hatebreed. That's right.
Nice. Yeah, no, this is 94. I'm old, Brendan.
I saw them in 2024.
That's cool. I got the new album. I haven't listened to it yet, but it sounds not too bad. So
I got to see them at a Mohegan, so it was a seated show.
Yeah, that was with Megadeth too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's sick. That's
like seven rows from the stage. Because we had the hookup. One of my buddy's coworkers goes to Mohegan like every week. So she'd get comp stuff like all the time. So she got comp tickets. So they don't assign you. It's just like you get like, you know, hey, we're going to comp you tickets, redeem them at whatever. And we were there. She's like, can you do a front row? Because, you know, Mohegan's one of those places you start sliding $20 bills around. You never know what you're going to get. But usually you end up being better off. And then, so we go in, like, well, we can't do front row. We'll do the best we can. And they bring us into the room and we're walking. And, like, we're still walking. And it's like, why are we still walking?
Mm.
Like, then it gets to a point where it's like, how fucking close are we? It was a little weird to, because of how the seats fit and like how you fit, there wasn't a lot of room to like move.
That's fair.
And they were like super tough on people like leaving their like spot and trying to like get closer. There's one guy that got like thrown out because they like moved him like three times. Like, all right, buddy, you're out. And I was like, oh, man, I'm not really up with like new Megadeth. Like, I don't know. Like, but it'll be cool to see him, you know, cross him off the list.
Yeah.
And they pretty much played like Megadeth's greatest hits. They played one new song and all the rest of it was just the hits. I'm like, you know what? I'm down with this. This is exactly what I wanted.
I'm hoping they do that next year when I see them.
I just gotta see Metallica, then I'll have seen all the big four.
Yeah. When I see Megadeth and Anthrax, that'll be the big four done. And my son too. He'll have the big four done.
Nice. Yeah.
I want to see so when I saw Anthrax, it was opening for Slayer's last tour. But I still
thought I was on Slayer's last tour.
I want to see like headline Anthrax.
Yeah, they're third playing, bill on mine.
Yeah, they're playing Among the Living front to back last time I saw them.
Nice.
So, shit, that was a while ago. God, Joey's been back in the band for like 15 years at this point, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Longer. Huh. Interesting. Hmm. Well, anyways, gentlemen, the main reason we're here, besides shooting the shit, is we have an ode to Steve Corino. If you listen to the Mother Show, that is Ring of Honor Revelry. Steve Corino has recently been fired from Ring of Honor.
Oh, he's suspended indefinitely.
It's suspended indefinitely. So we thought something we would want to do for a while because we haven't had a watch along for a while.
And Bobby the Fish.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kirk Jackson. Or was it? No, it was Kyle O'Reilly and Kushida, not Bobby.
Correct. Yeah. He was ringside. He was there.
He was there. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a trio of Steve Corino matches curated here by our good friend, the Irish Misfit. So this first one, Brondello, so you said it's definitely one of like your favorite matches of all time, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. This, like, I feel like it's Steve Corino versus Tajiri, Hardcore Heaven 2000. I feel like this was a match that really like showed the ECW fans what Corino could be. Because before that, he was just like a jokester guy. He was feuding with Dreamer, and his matches with Dreamer would go like they had matches where it would be like 40 minutes before they even touched each other. It was a lot of haha. Or he would, before that, he was getting squashed by Taz. He was in the network. But this is kind of where, like, Corino breaks out and becomes, like, you see, like, a different side of him.
So you didn't pick this because it was in Milwaukee?
No, that's just, you know, the cherry on the top there.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to the show. And, yeah, well, we'll just leave it at that. But, Will, do you have any experience with this match?
No.
I have seen it, but it's been a long, long time. I probably saw this probably 2-3 years after it happened, maybe. So it's been a long time.
Tajiri is one of my favorite wrestlers, though, so I am looking
for this. He had just gotten turned on by the network, too. Like, this is after he won the TV title from Super Crazy, and they wanted him to, like, give it up to Rhino, and he wouldn't do that, so the network turns on him, and eventually Rhino wins the TV title from him. So this is like his revenge for the network.
Nice.
The network being current stable manager, Don Callis. Hmm. And then who else was in it? Corino, Rhino, Tajiri for a little while, Jack Victory, probably other people I'm forgetting.
Don Marie.
Cyrus the Virus.
Yeah, and hopefully our good friend Kyle will be getting to this. So it's going to be a bit before he gets to this one, though, because I think he's on 97, right? I
think. Yeah, he's in 97, so he should be.
It'll be a couple years yet, obviously. So
yeah, he's in November 97 right now.
So
coming up on some big episodes there.
Yeah, God, I mean, 3 years, I mean, it's you know, not that long. Because
yeah,
3 years, our first watch-along is actually Steve Corino's second opponent. When we were all on for Nigel and Jerry Lynn.
Ooh.
Another Brendo pick.
Oh, yeah.
Terry Lynn's so underrated. You know, it was tough. I mean, because it was, listen, I mean, obviously, Brendan, you're much more of an ECW historian than I should be. I really should go back and watch a lot more ECW. But I mean, yeah, Terry Lynn just being like the straight laced, you know, it seemed kind of, you know, wrestler number one guy, but dude can go.
Yeah. And this is definitely a, that match with Carino is a different Jerry Lynn than you're used to. You're used to, you know, the guy with RVD that does all the cool moves, or with, I'll see, feud with, Just Incredible, that piece of shit, or, you know, way back in the day, the Lightning Kid and all that. But this is definitely a different, more violent Jerry Lynn, I would say.
Nice.
Makes for a fun time.
And then our third match, and I will supply the links for these two matches, but our third match, match that Will and I had covered very, 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 very early. Like, I'm talking
first episode we did. We covered this.
So that was, yeah, January of 2. Yeah, we haven't even, that was even before the shower incident, Will.
Correct. We, before we met, because did we start in December?
No, we started January 1st. Yeah. So it was.
Or I was even asking questions.
Yeah.
Right. We were questioning if this thing was going to even have legs.
Yeah.
That was the question.
You know, 200 and.
Tom's like, let's watch these old episodes of Ring of Honor TV. And it's like, man, this stuff sucks.
Well, we are getting to a good timeline now, but, you know, it's 200, you know, almost 220 episodes.
When I've got the money, I'm going to buy the ones that are on the Xbox store, because they're like HDNet Ring of Honor episodes. So I'm really kind of curious what's in there.
Yeah. Did you watch it? Yeah.
I watched some of that. Yeah. I remember actually the night before I got married, I was watching Ring of Honor on HDNet at like 1:30 in the morning. That's how cool I was.
Fuck yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Well, sweet.
Can't remember any of it.
But. Yeah. But yeah, so if you want to watch along, I definitely recommend, you know, any of these episodes, as you will witness, as Josh and I just did our watch along for Ultima Lucha 2. Wasn't a lot of talking, so it was a lot of action. So I definitely recommend you hit the play button to watch along with Will and Brennan and I. But boys, before we hit the play button here, any final thoughts?
Fun. Definitely watch along with this. Carino fucking rules, and these are three matches that show why he rules.
I'm educating myself, because the only Steve Carino matches I've seen are ones that we've covered on the podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen this, but very few. But yeah, this is gonna be awesome. So. All right, boy.
He's like two Carinos. The ones on the podcast are like three Carinos behind, because. You know, like he had ECW Carino, and then he was NWA champ Carino, 01 Carino, and all that before Ring of Honor Carino.
And his 79 trips to Japan.
Yep.
And his title wins. Right. Who did he used to bring in for his ring announcer that would have to
Bobby Cruz.
Bobby Cruz.
Well, yeah, it was Bobby. Well, that's right. Yeah. So,
yeah.
That was one of my favorite parts of the show we watched with Kyle, was because I didn't realize.
That's right.
I was so confused about what was going on. I'm like, what is happening?
That's the one where Punk, I think, did his own entrance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or was that? No, maybe that was a different one.
Actually, no. I don't think Punk was on the show we watched. We watched it. Omega? No. Was it Danielson AJ Styles or Omega? It was Omega Danielson.
Danielson AJ Styles. Or
Danielson.
Yeah, Danielson, right? AJ Styles. Jeez, I was only there.
Yeah,
but
it was a little while ago.
I just remember Teddy Hart and Beck Evans jumping off the top of the ring 45 times. So,
and then Teddy Hart throwing up off the ring.
Me being like, was that Jay Lee?
Yeah. So, all right, boys, we're gonna hit the play button here in 3, 2, and 1. We're talking.
All right, good. Didn't hit an ad.
Yeah, that fucking music rules.
Skinny Steve Carino.
Blonde hair Steve Carino.
Oh, yeah.
Former Bruce City Wrestling Champion Steve Carino.
Raven actually gave him the blonde hair.
Nice.
Yeah, he said it would make him stand out more, look better when he bleeds, and look more like Michael Hayes or whatnot. He said he fucking hated it at first, but it grew on him.
So for the uninitiated like me, who's this Victory fellow that he's got with him?
Jack Victory was a bigger wrestler in like the 80s, UWF, NWA. Not really that big of a guy, but always kind of like a good mid-card guy. So, but he definitely had a name, and Paul Heyman really liked him. Paul Heyman managed him, so he brought him in, and Carino said he was just a great guy to have in the locker room.
Here's my guy.
Hatebreed. I saw Hatebreed open up for Slayer on that very stage that Tajiri is walking down right now. Yeah, the Eagles Ballroom's the big concert hall here. Do they have Metal Fest, Milwaukee Metal Fest?
I said it before we came on air. The first comment was all ECW footage. Looks like the arena smells like steak farts. So, Tom, you were there. Can you confirm or deny?
I wasn't at this show. I did see two ECW shows in this building, but I'm yeah.
That's what I'm saying. The arena itself.
Oh yeah.
Jerry's still wrestling today.
The upstairs is a lot nicer than the downstairs, but and it's notoriously haunted too.
Is that Jim Molotov, the referee?
I don't know.
I think it is. I said it three times now. People make mistakes. He doesn't speak English, Steve.
I'm glad they gave him the mic back then.
Yeah. That definitely helped him break out. Did he say Jap head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a different time in 2000.
Just call him a slant-eyed bastard. Jesus Christ.
God, Jerry was so good.
And so when I started watching wrestling in like the fall of 2002, like cruiserweight title picture Tajiri was definitely one of my favorites.
Me and a friend of mine used to talk on America Online Messenger.
Hmm.
On Saturday nights, and we would stay up till 1 a.m. to watch ECW, or yeah, I think it was 1 a.m. by me. And he would stay up as soon as Tajiri and Rhino were done, he would go to bed.
Yeah. Is it Cyrus the Virus also on commentary?
It sure is.
He has been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
Oh,
Tarantula.
Tarantula.
So early on.
Yeah.
Good friend of the film. I get show so Marvelous Ethan Matthews also uses that move. You need to get that guy back on the podcast.
Show it.
Oh, it's got the ramp that goes right to the ring.
Crowd's show sold out.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were in Milwaukee like five times in like 14 months.
I'll stand. Too bad nobody was.
New Jack, when he jumped off the balcony and broke his leg, that was pretty cool.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, jeez. Tajiri with the strength there, too.
Right? What a power move.
Oh. Yeah. And that is not a small fall for Carino to roll off that thing either.
Yeah, that's probably a good 3.5-4 feet.
I have also fallen off. onto that floor many a times.
I believe that.
Saw Pantera and Crowbar in this venue.
Nice.
The only show ever where the pit didn't stop in between sets. We just kept going. Also, the show I was probably the most chemically enhanced ever, so. Pantera show.
It's got color already.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Joey Styles. Hi, Sunshine. Go wrestling. This one happened in Milwaukee, Sunshine.
We got them tied up.
Oh, yeah. The Tree of Woes.
I know what comes next. I know this
one. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
jeez. That splatter of blood on the freaking mat, too. And
yep, we got some on the camera.
He is not blonde anymore, also. Looking ginger Steve Corino right now.
Ooh. Yeah, I suppose Coley's like 3 or 4 years old at this point.
Just kick him right in the face.
So he's 18 more, you know, in our timeline, so that's 15 years after this, so
yeah, that's true.
Tajiri emotes very well.
Well, I think he still wrestles, so it's you see him now and he's like he seems like nice old guy Tajiri. It's like, no, you were a bastard.
I saw him earlier this year at Hammerstein.
Nice.
Yeah, he was at the GCW pay-per-view right, that was. Went 6.5 hours.
See, friend of the Shining Wizards, Perch on that show? At GCW Hammerstein?
Yeah, I'm sure he was there. I sat right behind your buddy, Dr. Redacted's wife.
Oh, nice, Kenzie.
Yep.
Oh
my God. That chair flew. Oh my God, he is so bloody.
Yeah. Did not take long.
No, he hit him.
Yeah, replay. Cyrus / Don Callis actually take a pretty lengthy break from wrestling.
Yeah, he took after TNA, he got like a really good shoot job until he showed up for one of Jericho's anniversaries just in the crowd. And people hadn't seen him in like 15, 20 years at that point.
Oh, what a dick.
Oh, Jesus.
My boy. Callis, what have they done to my boy?
Callis actually came back because of the podcast world.
Okay.
Him and, yeah, him and Gary Lynn, Killing the yeah. Town. That's great podcast. Or no, that was him and Lance Storm, not Jerry Lynn.
Okay. Yeah, only the first wrestling podcast I heard of. Yeah, because then he started working New Japan shows, and then the rest is history, right?
Yeah, he did a little bit of New Japan. He ended up, and then they got the Impact gig, and through that, AEW. Crazy.
Yeah, he is bleeding a lot.
Yeah. Fun fact, Callis actually on one of the New Japan shows, he got booked to do commentary on All Out. or All In or whatever. Bucks just literally came up to him during their match and was like, hey, you want to do commentary? Sure.
Okay. All of that crowd. Like Brian Pillman says, he could understand why Jeffrey Dahmer tried to eat the whole city.
I'm a little surprised at how, I mean, not knowing exactly like how, like you said, like this was a match that kind of like put Carino up a level, but it, I feel like offensively, this has been a very one-sided match until like this point.
Yeah. That was kind of the thing for Carino. Like he got a lot of, he got shown he could take an ass whooping. And eventually in ECW, if you get your ass kicked long enough, the fans usually like you.
Right. The old police sir may have another.
Yep. Mikey Whipwreck, Spike Dudley.
Listen, Spike Dudley, they did things too because they knew they could. And he was dumb enough to say, yeah, sure.
Oh.
Oh,
nice reversal.
He's going reverse the abdominal
stretch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, in the mist.
Oh, oh, that was great. Nice big power slam there.
Love a good power slam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that mist spot made my day.
What a pun.
Did Cyrus just say toxic sputum?
Toxic spew, yes.
Oh, jeez. Kicking his ass there. What? Nobody kicks like, nobody ever kicked like Tajiri.
Oh,
going to the top.
Oh,
oh, but that table broke great too. And that is that.
Tajiri wins with a double stomp through the table.
Oh, that was great.
Tajiri using, now was that his finisher at the time? Was he doing the double stomp as like a finisher or was it?
I think it was that or the brainbuster. Kind of like depending on who he was wrestling.
Tajiri and ECW time on.
That ruled.
That was great.
Like a little over 10 minutes, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah. Didn't overstay.
I got Steve Carino on the mic, and then I got Tajiri doing Tajiri things.
Yeah.
Like, short of seeing the buzzsaw kick, I mean, it's like everything that I knew I wanted to see from Tajiri.
That is true.
All right. Well, boys, you got the next match queued up?
Almost.
No, wait, not that long ago, this popped up on my Facebook.
This match?
It's like, you know, the wiretap is listening. It's like, hey, wait a minute. I think it's the match that we're talking about watching.
Wow. Funny how that works. And you guys,
yeah, it is.
Yeah, and Brennan, you guys haven't done that Tajiri match for homework yet, have you?
Which one? The one we just watched? Or yeah. No, we haven't.
Surprised, actually.
Yeah, there's a million matches out there. No, they're too busy
watching Jobber Battle Royal.
Or Mickey Knuckles. That's previous week. Two thumbs up, Mickey Knuckles' butthole.
I am currently behind one episode.
Ah.
It's just time. My schedule been rough.
I get it. Trust me.
But I closed last night. Then I was back at work for 8 a.m. today. Then I get to close tomorrow. But Bob has just been sleeping. It's like, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do stuff. And then I don't.
I get it.
All right. You boys ready for round two?
I am ready.
All right, so we've got Steve Carino versus Jerry Lynn.
Hit the CW play. Heat Wave.
Where the fuck's the play button on this bitch?
It's
right in the middle.
Right in the middle. Arrow points to the right usually.
Yep. All right, it's kind of wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. All right, hit the play button in 3, 2, 1. I mean, ECW does a great job with those sets and those ring entrances, too.
Yeah, they always did.
Jasmine got him right off the bat.
Yep. Certainly has. I think he's got the bull rope from his Dusty Rhodes feud earlier in the year, too.
Oh, man, we're wasting no time.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
Coming up to Fear Factory?
Probably.
He did. We talked about that last match. I think we talked about it. He came out to a Fear Factory song.
Love some Fear Factory.
Saw them in 94 too.
I saw them a couple years ago with a new singer.
Nice.
How was it?
I liked it. The guy next to me must really like the old singer. Because he gave him the business. The whole concert.
I haven't listened to the last one or two albums they put out, but
I liked it. They played all the hits and he sounded great.
I got into them because they were in a game called Frequency. And they did a song for that game. It was like a pre Guitar Hero kind of game.
Nice.
And the album, they had an album that had just come out and nobody liked it because it was like we got to get one more album out on this deal. There was a lot of like Rush stuff and like, let's just get it over with. But I got to see him after Mechanized came out. So I saw him with like the Gene Hoglan lineup. And so I was like, oh, I'm bummed that I'm not seeing like, you know, I'm not seeing like Christian. I'm not seeing like Raymond Herrera.
Yeah.
But it's like, I got to see Byron Stroud and Gene Hoglan instead. It's like, you know, I'm down with this.
Gary Lynn is stomping a mug hole.
So who is it? Who else was in the network?
No, mats are on the ring. That shit always bothers me.
At this point, the network is also Rhino. I don't know if anybody else is in the network at this point. Jeez, that was good.
Yeah, like you said, Brundle, it's Jerry Lee kind of wrestling a little more aggressive than we've seen him previously.
Yeah.
Oh, on the barricade.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Scotty Anton was in the network. Scotty Riggs. Scotty Riggs.
Scotty Riggs.
Yeah, Scott Anton.
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah.
But I never watched any ECW. I had the N64 game, so that was the extent of my ECW knowledge.
He was in WCW too. He's in Raven's Flock. Riggs.
I never saw any WCW either.
Play the WCW game?
Oh yeah, I played. My brother and I had like Revenge and Backstage Assault.
Stage Assault. Whoa.
Yeah, the only game I had for PlayStation was ECW.
I had it for N64.
I won the belt with New Jack and Taz.
Nice. What a team.
Well, boy, surprise, Speed Trino's busted open again.
My
big takeaway from the ECW video game was, holy shit, Dawn Marie's in here. Because she was feuding with Tori Wilson when I got the game.
That's right.
And correct me, the voiceover called her Dawn Marie bitch. Like, that was her like recorded name.
That was when she came into ECW, she wasn't Dawn Marie. She was Tammy Lynn Bitch or something like that. To go against Sonny, Tammy Lynn Cinch.
I see what they did there.
Ooh, nice sit out powerbomb.
She didn't kill anybody though, so you know.
No, just Tori Wilson's
dead. Oh, yeah, that's true. Maybe I was wrong there.
Jerry, listen. All that one.
That's how we all want to go, so it's okay.
Yeah. I hope when I have a funeral, I have two broads fighting over my casket.
Girl can dream.
Were those matches with Dusty any good?
Yeah, I think they were good. Probably the bull rope match was pretty good. You wouldn't have expected Dusty Rhodes in ECW to be like the most popular guy at the time, too, but he sure was.
If there was a trivia question where somebody, if before like 30 seconds from now, said true or false, Dusty Rhodes is in ECW, I'd be like, no. What? Where didn't Dusty go? Because I'm convinced at this point, Dusty literally was everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, 70s and 80s, he was the draw, no matter where he went. So, he probably did go everywhere. The only place he didn't go was TNA, or AEW, I mean. Because he wasn't alive.
Yeah.
That'd be tough.
Yeah.
But his kid's making his name for himself, and, well, both of them, actually.
Yep. Steve Corino did a interview on Dusty, and he was talking shit to him. And he told Dusty that he probably cut Magnum TA's brake wires, so it wasn't too popular. Another great power slam there by Steve Corino.
Hey, you got some height on that one.
Yeah, he's not a guy I think of for like great power slams, but there he is, two in a row.
Well, when you think power slam, who do you think?
British Bulldog or Earthquake.
See, my mind goes to Goldust or Randy Orton, but that's an age thing.
Yeah.
Probably Goldust though, because it was always the snap power slam, and like I love that he always had like the whip on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then like one of the first couple episodes of AEW where they like everybody was running at him and he was like the I'm out of breath, hold on, and then he hit him with another one.
Dark Order, I think, or might have been.
You ain't shit.
God, he's great.
Charming fans here in the front row. Charming, huh, Sires? Yeah, it's you can definitely tell by the crowd that this is the year 2000 we saw.
Oh, yeah.
What a time to grow up, hey, kids.
Yep.
Nothing like this came up far north as where I was, so.
Out before he knocks out anybody. No ECW for
nice, nice exploder
for a little 9-year-old Will.
No, I wouldn't have even known if he did anyway. Because like I said, we didn't. We had some video games. My brother and I weren't allowed to watch wrestling. My mom finally caved, and towards the end of 2002. So we played the games, and when I'd go to school, my buddy would tell me like what was going on and like the TV show, because I only knew him from like the game. So I'd be like, I really like playing as this guy. What's he doing right now? Well, right to the ding ding.
Ooh, what a plow.
I'm glad he caught that chair. I would have been so panicked in the moment if I... Like the spot you know, requires me to catch this chair.
He would have made it work.
Him and Jerry are pros. Steve Corino.
It probably would have even been better if he missed it. Yeah, man.
Ooh. They're getting back to their feet, boys.
Yes. Every time his head whips, all that blood coming off. Jeez.
Didn't realize Cody Rhodes just ripped off Carino's gimmick.
In a year and a half from this, Steve Corino will be doing commentary at some random gym in Philadelphia.
That's right.
The beginning of an era of honor.
He was so much better than Gabe.
Even back then.
Yeah. Oh boy, here we go.
Well, yeah, it's funny, like in our line now with Carino, too, because he's got to be a little more PC.
Oh my God, war paint happening.
Oh. Right, the hubris, oh, the amount of time he's taking.
Hey, he wants to make sure he spells it right.
Bro could have had a fucking 10 count by now if he actually pinned the guy.
No commercial, Cyrus.
Super kill!
Ooh. I think they showed this on TNN, but they had to like blur it out, like the die part or something like that. Hardcore TV, no, but. Oh, Steve, what are you doing? Going up backwards.
That was a little sloppy. That.
Ooh.
Oh. He's got broken tailbone hitting all over.
Yeah. Lynn is a shorter guy, so a little harder to do that.
How's he doing, Smoops?
Old school expulsion.
That's a cool name for a move. Oh.
What is this, TNA? Picking out of finishers?
Where's the selling?
Where's the Grand Olympic Auditorium? Ooh, a dick kick.
Los Angeles? Oh, Mike Keener. No ref. Sorry, Jerry.
Oh, he's got his boots off.
Jerry, leave my head this minute.
Yeah.
I wonder if this building smells like steak parts.
Yeah. Totally.
I'm trying to remember what I was just listening to. Somebody raised the question of if getting hit by a boot in the hand is such a devastating maneuver, why does that effect not just happen if you give them a big boot?
I think you could swing a boot faster than you can kick it.
I mean, it's with like more precision. It's not like El Fantasma with like the loaded boot.
True.
Off.
Ooh.
Rang his bell.
Yep. I'm not certain, but I think this is also the pay-per-view where XPW invaded ECW.
Oh, really?
Oh, kick out. Yeah, I think that's when they bought the front row tickets and they got thrown out and then they got their asses kicked afterwards.
That's when XPW was just like porn, right?
More or less. Deathmatch porn.
That two comp of that ref was awesome.
Yeah.
Oh. I'll go.
Oh, Bret Hart. Nope.
My fat ass wouldn't be able to maneuver fast enough to get out of those. It'd be a three count.
The ref's got to be tired from that. Oh. Oh, you get it? Oh, that motherfucker's dead. Oh,
that pile driver had some stank on it.
Yeah.
And of all times, all right. Victory not to interfere.
That was another fucking good one.
Joey Styles was such a hell of a commentator, too.
Yeah,
he was.
That's definitely Fear Factory.
Yeah.
Early Fear Factory, too.
I wonder if I could look that up really quickly. Let's see.
Stream replay. That's a big fucking building.
Yeah, this was probably one of their biggest. Let's see. Fear Factory Scapegoat and Fear Factory Replica.
Makes sense.
That was his themes.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
That's a banger.
Oh, God. That drop kick.
Step ahead of Carino.
It's so funny, too. These guys on the outside, right? They throw in chairs. They run all this other interference, so they don't just reach in to break up the pen.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Match number two in the books.
All kinds of fucking ECW on this little channel here.
ECW.
All right. Thoughts, boys. That was a hard-hitting affair there.
That was a fucking blast. Absolute fucking blast.
Yeah, that's a big, like I said, that's a big fucking building.
Yeah. What was that? Hardcore Heaven?
Yeah, 2000.
Yeah. Let me look that up.
I don't know if it was December 2nd or if it was.
It was the. It was
12.
It was the summer.
Yeah. Oh, it's Hardcore TV. My bad.
2000. Oh no! Hardcore Heaven was Tajiri.
Heatwave.
That's right. Will, you enjoying going back and seeing some old Carino?
This old ECW stuff is good shit.
Yeah.
And I think because not really knowing, I knew ECW was kind of like, it was like the hardcore thing, but you watch matches like this, and then to know that like Paul Heyman has said, like if ECW had kept going, it probably would have been more of like a Ring of Honor type wrestling show.
Absolutely. I mean, he was kind of moving towards that, you know,
to think Joey about Matthews. It being like, oh, it's like hardcore matches. But when you look at like the wrestlers that were on that roster, it's like,
yeah,
there's like the little bit I dabbled in. Cause like Lance Storm never really mattered that much to me. Seeing him in WWE, like, cause he didn't do anything for me as like, you know, a young teenager. It was like, oh, well, you know, whatever. But then you see ECW Lance Storm, you're like, holy shit, like where was this guy?
Yep.
The Impact player. Even
WCW Lance Storm. Just on another level there.
So all right, boys, ready for our last D Carino match?
We get it pulled up.
I'm at, by the way, 54 minutes and 48 seconds.
Yeah, that's about where I'm at too. I got a pause on like the
logo,
the card, or like the pictures of Carino and Steen.
Mine.
I'm at 54:50. All right,
you're 2 seconds ahead of me.
You know how much time you guys have left?
No.
I'm only asking because mine counts down, not up.
Well, it's a lot because it shows 3 hours 44 minutes, so that'd be at about 250.
Okay, yeah. I'm trying to get to that now. I had it ready. And then in the midst of the other matches, my app decided to
go fuck itself.
To reset itself. Yeah, pretty much. Like almost there.
So if you're new to Ring of Honor or anything.
Jericho and Che Lethal.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know,
there we go.
Kevin Steen was famously fired from Ring of Honor for the better part of 2011 and makes his reappearance, fights his way. And this is basically for Kevin Steen to get reinstated back into Ring of Honor. Yeah, like I said, probably the first match Will and I ever covered. Yeah, so I'm at 54:51. Somewhere around there.
I'm on the graphic, so.
Okay. All right, boy, ready?
All right. Ready.
3, 2, and 1. Yeah, this is the final battle where I was actually living in Western Mass, and I almost randomly went down to New York to go watch this, even though I wasn't watching wrestling at the time. How much different my life would have been if that actually gone. That's right. Nigel's on the call.
Yeah.
Dean looks so young. And the special guest referee.
Do Jim Cornette looks super excited to come out with Jimmy Jacobs.
Everybody in this arena stood up, yep, knowing exactly what is coming next.
Right. Because there is so much on the line. When this deal was made to bring Steam back in.
Brandon, do you remember what you were doing on December 23rd, 2011, roughly?
I actually do. I was at a Elks Club this night with my wife, watching a band play and eating a nice dinner and having a nice time.
Yes.
I only remember that because I remember checking my phone to see results from this match or this this event. 2011.
By the way, Veda Scott sitting next to Kerry Silken at ringside, by the way. A little different music here for Carino.
Yep.
Oh, the memories.
Mr. Wrestling, man.
'78, so he needed one more after this.
Yeah.
Let alone his professional career as ECW's World Heavyweight Champion.
You know, his tour of Japan actually may have changed the scape of Ring of Honor, because he was supposed to, the night of Joe Punk 2, that was supposed to be Carino Joe. Oh. But he got called to Japan to work instead, and he had to go because he was contracted. So they moved up Joe Punk too.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Brenda, but Tom, are you taking in Carino's jacket right now?
Yep. I did not realize that back then.
I didn't either, because if I had noticed that when we watched this the first time around, I would have been like, aha.
Well, that's right, because you knew.
Yes.
Oh, I miss that song. I mean, granted, you can hear it in the intro every week and on Ring of Honor Revelry, but
I throw it on every now and then. I'm going to work.
They'll pop up on my YouTube.
I try that little one, whatever the Matt Sydal song is.
Yeah.
One Warrior Man.
She's so cool.
God, I love that venue.
Also, he's not part of the roster, so he didn't come out from the back. He's got to come out.
Very Sandman-ish. The fuck out of the way there, pal.
Do his best Dr. Redacted impression.
Listen, yeah. He's a heel. He's a heel.
Despite the fans bowing to him and clearing, he's a heel.
The Man That Saved Our Podcast. Some guy rocking a Lawrence Taylor jersey.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm pretty sure it's Steen, hashtag Steen is right. I'm going to say it once again. Anybody listening, if anyone could find me that Kevin Steen guilty shirt. The holidays are coming up.
I'm gonna have to find some bootleg version for you, Tom. I can't find a legit one.
A bootleg one where it's guilty.
It says innocent.
Missing the T or something. Do you guys think he's done? Mr. Owens?
I hope not. I feel like he'll come back.
It'd be such a bummer to kind of go out with, like, nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he wasn't even, like, taking out, like, some, like, oh, my God, I can't believe this has happened. Because I don't want anything to happen. I mean, it's so a bummer that Big E got to the point where he's like, yeah, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Because watching that match like the day after it happened and being like, Jesus Christ.
Do Cornette. Yes.
Back them up.
Oh, Jim Cornette.
What does Cornette have? Like another year or so?
Less. I don't think he.
It's less than a year. Yeah.
Okay.
He gets thrown over a table in the bat, and that's the end of him.
Yeah, Jay Lethal. I remember that.
Yeah.
Very thankfully.
Very different looking Steve Corino than the last event.
Yeah.
11 and a half years later.
Our first time rewatching a match we covered. Making history on Ring of Honor Rivalry here, Will.
Like I said, I wish I'll have to go back and grab a screen grab from Steve Corino's entrance. And be like, huh, look at that. Because that could have been another answer to Rob's question.
Yeah.
Who slipped through?
Is that Cheeseburger?
Probably. He was collecting streamers at this time.
Yeah.
I don't know. The guy I saw hitting the barricade there definitely had a lot of cheeseburgers.
Yeah. Jimmy Jacobs, Steve Corino, Kevin Steen in the same ring.
How scummy.
I see what you did there, Will.
I'm funny occasionally.
Corino and Jacobs both worked to try to get Steen back in. They thought they had an agreement where Steen would come back in.
I think Phil was at the show.
Probably. Up. There we go.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh. Oh.
Fast start there. Is this unsanctioned or a fight without honor?
I think technically unsanctioned.
Okay.
It has to be unsanctioned, right? Because Kevin Owens isn't technically part of the storyline that was that he's not part of the roster.
Yeah, it's just no DQ, it says on the Wikipedia.
Slow, premeditated attack to Kevin Steena. Again, it was Corino who, as we go, 2 years ago, laid the ground for Steena's turn on El Sheriff.
Boy.
While in Japan, the deal was done. Right here, look at Corino. This.
There.
Everybody out of the pool.
Yeah, Steve with only a couple of tattoos. Now he's pretty much fully sleeved up at this point in real life.
Yeah. I didn't have that WWE money to pay for them all then.
Tomorrow,
he's
not going
to
be feeling good.
Yeah,
that bump's going to be hurting.
Yeah, I think.
Ooh.
The frame of
Steve. Those fucking barriers.
Throughout 2010, Corino lost more and more control than he had over Steve, as Steve was consumed by the desire to finally destroy Jericho once and for all. Tried. The more Steve resisted. Eventually pushing all, going all in, putting his career on the line against Jericho fast. Caught up short. Back to the eyes for
Corino. It's like they're the Three Stooges there, like squeezing each other's noses.
Because they pop on the other guy as much as possible.
as JR would say, this one's going to be bowling shoe ugly.
Ringside area. These steel chairs are so dangerous.
It's been a year. It's been a year since we lost Kevin Steen.
Tom, does Jimmy Jacobs ever come by you anymore? Or?
No. He had an appearance at AEW a while back, but.
There's right. Checks in the mail. Got the AAW drop.
Yep.
Well, did Eric go?
Ooh.
Yeah, because he's in Michigan.
Yeah. I guess that is kind of a hike.
No.
Depending on where you're on in Michigan, you have to like go around or.
Well, he's from southern Michigan, so.
Oh, okay.
At least you live in a place where people could potentially come by.
5 seconds.
Yeah.
You know, none of these shows that are running southern New Hampshire, eastern Mass are getting any big names through the door.
You got Ricky Morton a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, last week. Ricky and Kerry Morton wrestled in Vermont for GCW.
Yep.
I mean, they were just outside of Portland, too, the day before.
Yeah, Limitless runs out of Yarmouth or whatever. They did the main show. It's another company. Hell of a show. It's just, I don't want to drive 2 hours back home after.
That's fair.
Oh, shout out to Colby on the wrist tape.
Dollar A. Never know if you're going to get sued with Kevin Steen.
Oh, I forgot about this part.
See what he's doing now.
I forgot about all this part. Oh, that looked painful.
Listen, we know those barricades
are not
horrendous.
Long. Yeah. My thumb went numb from hitting one.
You know, in kayfabe at the moment, you know, talking about Kim Cornette going, that's our security feature.
Take a look.
And now it's a liability for somebody's injury.
Fournette doesn't want to get sued.
No.
He would know, too. I'm sure he's been sued many times. That's not even a dig, too. I'm sure he's been sued by fans trying to kill him.
You're already trying to hold the fans back now.
What a good ref, boy. Jimmy Jacobs is. He's out in the crowd.
Well, no DQ match. Jimmy Jacobs is there to count three.
Does the pin have to happen in the ring?
I think it just said no DQ, so I assume so.
He's reveling this. He's enjoying it. He's getting the most out of this.
Seems to be savoring the moment now right here.
There's Terry. That's the guy who hooked me up with the final battle for the final battle tickets.
Nice. McGinnis in it to win it.
Yeah, sunglasses inside at night.
Yeah.
What a dork.
Still looking a little bit like Desmond Wolfe.
Yeah.
Former Fortune member.
Yeah. Now with Carino's body probably broken in half. Oh, come on. Business is about to pick up, as a very famous announcer once said. Yes.
Oh, Steen, how we missed you.
Yep. Both these guys.
They'll bring us back. I mean, this could really be the end of the career. I would make one thing perfectly clear that what you're seeing here, whatever.
Well, he's not far off with Carino, end of his career, but.
As it gets.
Yeah.
Steen, yeah.
That's from a man who knows.
He probably just told those fans, like, hey, watch your faces just in case.
Yeah.
bad intentions.
Cornette says he's number one.
Over here.
Might be the one of the most classic Kevin Kelly lines. Now, wait a minute.
He's trying to pull Carino through it.
Thought
about maybe backdropping Steve.
Oh, he left arm lariat.
I think every second of this. Now, what in the world is Mitchell see now? He's going after that. Take off his chest.
Oh, good boy. He's going for the trash can and not, you know, the bag to choke him with.
That's right. You throw a weapon into the ring where your opponent is. Trouble. Take it in with you, Steve.
Oh, that looked painful.
Steve's had trouble with his knees in the past. You're going
to do. You guys remember when Kevin Kelly was on the Shining Wizards and I totally fucked it by trying to ask too smart a question?
Yeah.
I think I do remember that.
And I sound like a jackass because both Kevins were asking me about something that happened earlier in the episode, but I did just got home. So I had no idea what they were talking about with the turtles. I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
Oh, this is my favorite part of the match.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't think that's too much of a work. I don't think those two really like each other.
They did not. Not one bit. Oof. What's Carino bleeding from his ear? Jesus.
Yeah.
That ear.
Well, he caught him with that barricade like on the side of the head.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think when Steam was on his Ring of Honor hiatus, Cornette told him he was going to pay him, and he never did. Allegedly.
Yeah.
That garbage can lid, that steel lid, just sliced it open. It's
kicked in the dick.
And the ding ding.
Right.
Or the dong dong at Wrestle Wrestling 3.
So that's a creature to give Mr. Wrestling 3 all of the gimmicks.
Yeah, you know, because then we get to hear Super Kick when from the Young Bucks and Crash and Burn.
Oh.
The Young Bucks from this time.
They're up next after this match, I believe.
To all the Bravado Brothers.
Burrito's got a nasty laceration along the left ear.
Oh, shit.
What is he doing now? Send those chairs up in the middle of the ring. Maybe for a pile driver.
Stacking the chairs and... Ooh. Big slam.
Take a body slam with chair. Don't know where you're going to land.
Rare trip to the top rope.
I would say I don't know if I trust Steve Carino at this point to make that jump.
Oh, he nailed it though.
Hey, kiddo, you want to watch some wrestling? Oh, you can watch if you want.
Stop.
He's old, all right. Why are they cheering for the same person? I mean,
big Cornette part of the cheering section here that wants to see Steve Carino gain victory over Kevin Steen.
Oof.
This does not look good. And this is the danger in matches like that. When you put up guys like Steve Carino and Kevin Steen together in a match, you know what they're capable of. This is beyond professional wrestling. This is beyond hardcore. This can terminate someone's career. It can terminate someone's life. For all the promise of Kevin Steen's career, it came to an end 12 months ago here in Ring of Honor.
This is going to look... This looks like it's going to look painful.
Yeah, it's not like fun.
Right into the lacerated ear. This is a mistake for me. He's gone up to the jump rope. Look where he is. No way.
Oof.
No way. Devin, you mean get up.
Devin Jacobs is not excited about this.
No, not one bit.
His left ear. So is that his fucked up ear that Homicide fucked up?
I think so.
It might be, yeah. Yeah, it is, actually.
Oh,
damn.
Crash.
Who's he think he is? Crowbar? Nope.
Damn it.
So Carino in this match kind of feels like a little bit of an older veteran, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys want to guess how old he is at this point?
37.
No. One more and you got it.
38?
I'm 38?
No.
I'm just going to keep quoting clerks here, but yeah.
Oh.
Doesn't even feel old at all, 38 at this point.
Is back on his feet. Hey, I got four more years.
I was going to say that was 10 years ago.
6 years ago for me.
I wasn't even married yet.
Yes. 2011 at this time, I am married for about 9 months.
Nice.
And my son is just in utero at this point.
Shit, he's going to be driving soon, huh?
Couple of years. 13 now.
Kevin Steen in the past. That wasn't the Kevin Steen of today. It's a very different, much more dangerous
Kevin Steen setting up some fuckery over there.
Jim Cornette actually adding to the match for like the first time ever in his life. Yeah, the Steen.
Remember when Jim Cornette fell off the scaffolding and he was supposed to catch him?
Back on his feet. Supposed to catch him, yeah.
Broke both his ankles, right?
Blew out his knees. Or at least one of them for sure. He tore like everything you could possibly tear in that.
I remember when that happened.
I remember this. Steen set it up, but because he set it up, it means he should be the one who eats it.
Your life.
This looks very CZW-ish.
Him and Generic, they did that kind of setup a lot where they did like the pyramid of chairs on top of something else.
Yep. Oh, jeez.
That's gotta be it.
That is pain fucking full.
I don't know what is wrong with Steve Carino. I'm picking him in the ring. Well, there's a pick in
there. What are they chanting for? We want something?
Fire.
Jeez. No, not in this building.
Yeah, wrong state.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Yeah, with Carino bleed, I'm sure they got fined for that.
New York? I think you're okay in New York. ECW bled there forever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can believe it, just only use doors now.
The Cactus, what was it? Cactus Jack Triple H bloody affair was in MSG.
Hmm. All right.
I think it's Maryland is the one, like, you can't, if you bleed, you're fucked.
Yeah.
And St. Louis.
That, I was saying, isn't that where Vince and Stephanie McMahon had the I Quit match and there was a big. But that's when they really tried to push, like, oh no, this is not a sporting event. This is just an entertainment event.
Two and 9/10.
Spite's a hell of a motivator.
Sit down, Cornette. Yeah.
As Matthew's voice for next to be seen, he agrees with Jacobs, wanting to count a fair and impartial three.
Good for Jimmy. Doing it the right way.
Jim's seen enough.
No fast counts.
He wants this match to be over.
Suplex on the chair, no.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a great camera angle, too. You see fucking Carino's.
Good old sleeper suplex.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Right through that chair. It was not it.
I can't believe what these guys are kicking out of.
Yeah, nothing guarantees a kick out more than saying that's it when the announcers announce that it in a way he's kicking out.
Nobody ever kicks out of the Falcon Arrow.
1, 2, he got him. No.
Doubling.
He must have heard 1,000 of those growing up with Vince McMahon.
Stairs, littering the ring.
What a maneuver.
And now.
Oh boy, callback. Ooh.
Nice.
Come
on.
Right across the face.
1, 2. Nope.
I love that he never broke eye contact with Jacobs after it either. It's like.
Yeah.
Jimmy Jacobs just gave him the finger.
Steve Corino just took a steel chair right in the face.
God damn, that was a fucking chair shot.
Can't
you don't see those anymore.
Knowing the physical damage that these guys are enduring.
Now Steve is saying that this is Carino's fault. Wait a minute, turn around, Jimmy.
Wait a second. He's got that chair in hand.
Oh, no longer impartial?
Jacobs,
come on, Jacobs.
Right, getting involved? What a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
It's not too bad.
Oh. Is that the quarters?
Yep.
Nice.
Classic Carino. Fist full of quarters.
Yeah.
He hit him upside the head. Keep Steve killed. Keep the count still pinned down.
Hold up, quarter. That was the wrong quarter, and he won't have to pull out of his mouth. Drag Steve right across the jaw, but somehow Steve kicked out again.
More fuckery. Here we go.
Screaming on Steve.
Jacob's throwing that chair.
Jimmy Steve's career.
I think he did.
Three.
Oh.
Shot Ash come across the arena. Just this level of physicality. There is a card of
presence. Those are some broken fucking chairs, too.
Others
want to see the best in competition. There is something for everybody in Ring of Honor. And this. No way.
Nope. Screaming.
That's it, boys.
Oh, man. Begrudgingly.
The longest three count ever?
Three. Yeah, that was a long three.
That means we get a little blue smock Nazi. No, Nazi, Jesus. Nancy.
Jeez.
Next 2.5 years of Ring of Honor rivalry.
About to start one of the best runs in ROH history at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was talking about Scum, by the way.
No, you weren't.
Nah, I see what you did there.
And thanks. Number one was the first choice thing I know. Put my job back.
That's two things.
Or it's like a 1A, 1B.
Oh, wait a minute now. Wait a minute.
Oh, boy. Go figure. This is going to be Scum soon there afterwards. Playing out both of them.
Yeah, not even a year later.
Yeah.
Such a dangerous move that is.
Rocking a Warren Moon jersey in the crowd, too? Wow.
It's awesome.
So it's two things. We got one more.
What's the third?
You're terrible.
What could it be?
I don't know, guys. What could it be?
Steve.
Oh, Steve. I mean, Jim Cornette must be fucking numb. I'd beat feet.
All right.
I got three things. It's like, oh, there's three of us in the ring. I'm getting out of here.
Let's go. Cornette's number three.
Come on. Oh, these people want it, too.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, boy.
Hmm. Free orphan fire. Orphanage, I mean. It's 14 years later. One of these guys might be winning the Royal Rumble.
Hopefully. Almost, but no.
Right, he's got that rush of adrenaline from winning the match.
Yep. Oh boy, Steen's a monster. Holy shit, indeed.
Ridiculous. If my director Dan Byer can hear me, please, Dan, there's a way. Please see if there's. When is this going to stop? What?
Path of destruction that Kevin Steen leaves. It's pandemonium.
Nigel is off headset right now. He's going over to check on Generico.
Yeah, move his back. It's always a good thing to do if someone said severe brain head trauma.
Oh, yeah.
Well, boys, I think that's enough of that one. Did that bring back a lot of fun memories?
Absolutely.
Wow, look at this tag team gauntlet. ANX, the Bucks, Bravado Brothers, CNC, Future Shock.
Still Future Shock, too, huh? Damn. Man, they really screwed the pooch on fucking Bravado Brothers, but that's another conversation. So, well, boys, before we pull the train here to the For Real Station, any final Steve Corino thoughts? Kind of funny, we got an ode to Steve Corino watch along, and he lost all three matches.
That's true. Hey, Steve Corino was a guy that lost a lot of matches, but always looked fucking great doing it.
Yeah.
And always could make the people in the ring just a little bit better.
Yeah. You don't got to win to get over.
No. That's right. He's a guy for that.
Yeah. Will, do you have a different kind of appreciation now for Steve Corino now that you've seen a couple of Steve Corino wrestling matches?
I'll just put it as I harp on this on the show, consistency of character. Steve Corino has been Steve Corino the whole time.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
You know, and he still gaslights us about the whole scum thing, which is hilarious.
Well, it's for legal reasons.
Yeah, fair enough.
Very true.
Those ECW matches were sick.
Oh, he's got an 8.25 rating at Cage Match.
Doesn't surprise me.
Wow, his second last match was 2016.
Kobe, I think, right?
No.
No?
Another famous son. Mr. Cody Rhodes.
Oh, wow.
But Colby did beat him in his last match in 2021.
That's so, right.
Yeah. For the Colby Carino's 25th anniversary show. So. For PWF?
That sounds right. One of those Carolina places.
Yeah.
Yep.
Good shit. All right. Yep. Well, boys, any final thoughts or anything?
I'll just add in, if you enjoy my sultry voice, make sure you tune in every Monday night to the Shining Wizards podcast, live on YouTube, Facebook, and X these days.
Yeah.
Upcoming this week, 14th anniversary. It's going to be a fucking blast.
Yeah.
I know some of the people. I don't know all the people. So, yeah, 14 years. It's going to be wild. If you like hearing wrestling news, this is not the show for you. But if you like games and guests and all around fucking around, this will be the show for you.
My fingers are crossed for Miko. And maybe it's just because Miko for the longest time was booking himself like every other month. Where now it's like, damn, Miko hasn't been on a long time.
Years.
We had him on during the last Dark Side. During the last season, and that was the last time he was on. Yeah, for Borga. I booked him for that one.
That makes sense.
He was supposed to make the picture they did
of Tony was...
God, yes. The roast of Tony.
Awesome. Well, boys, thank you. Appreciate you guys hanging along. High Fivers, I hope everybody enjoyed. Hopefully we do this a little bit more coming up in the future when our schedules allow. But we will talk to everybody later.
This is the beginning of the end right here. Oh, no. Jay Trevor.
Reach for the sky, boy.
This has been a Visionaries Global Media production. Visionaries Global Media. Envisioning excellence on a global scale.
We miss you, Jay.